It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Yay!
Podcasting 8 through 10. Number 8. Here we go. What's up, guys? This is the Jimmy James Show. A to Z. The start of me. The rest of me. How we deal with it. These are some of my most popular shows. Living in today's world. Legacies. I've done many shows over the course of a year. Some are terrible to hear. Some are funny. Some are sad. Some are serious. Universe, black holes. I got nothing. Then I also have podcasting 1 through 4, 5 through 7. Still gotta come up with podcasting 8 through 10. This could be it. This could be number 8 out of the 10. 8, 9, 10. Where do I start? Where do I end? How can there be how to start your own podcast? Well, I'm doing this show specifically for those new podcasters I have talked to. This is for you. This is directly and strictly for you. And on the side note, we're going to be doing little funny things that I think of in my show. Sometimes on the fly, sometimes I write them down. Example. I've written something down on a show that wasn't on a show that had nothing to do with the topic of the show. When I did the death theory, I'm still working on that. I had to do such a deep dive and sit still and really use my head to sit there and think to how to get these words out so you guys would not only listen and maybe try to keep up to what I'm saying, but also, try to really get your brain crazy thinking. For example, what day is it? Don't you hate that? Don't you hate when sometimes you're just like, fuck, what's today? Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? What's today? I actually had that on the last episode, talking to my pops. He thought it was in the morning. It was like, I forget, 6:30 at night. And he's thinking, he's making coffee, whatever. He's thinking it's the morning time. The sun's just coming up. It was just going down, even if the sun doesn't go up or down. But, you know, that's the way we say it. So, what day is it? Today's Monday. Today's the day where I usually try to talk about something more of importance. Okay. Here goes example number 2. Walking into banks. Not really funny there, nutty there, right? But it's just weird. I just walked into a bank the other day. First time in a long time. I mean, how often do you walk into a bank? You usually use the drive-thru or you cryptocurrency or you're on your app. And, you know, I was thinking like, this is weird. You walk in, they got one guy there, they got 4 tellers, and I'm like, that one security guard. And I'm like, this looks like you guys are still expecting a rush of people coming in. So me being me, I sit down and I act like I'm going to open up a bank account because I already walked in. I was already, you know, invested into the walk-in. So I walk in. It's PNC, by the way. It's where my, one of my family members bank. So I walk in, was thinking about opening an account up, even though I got like 17 accounts. I sit down, I'm just asking this guy, like, what do you need? You know? And he tells me, all right, you know, ID, a bill. I'm like, okay, how much do I gotta put in? $25, blah, blah, blah. You gotta keep this amount coming in a month or they charge you. I'm like, PayPal's free. They don't charge anything. I get a routing number, a bank number. I know it's not a bank, but it's a bank. So I was like, well, what's the, why would I bank here? I could literally bank on PayPal like every normal person in America. Now, if you don't bank with PayPal, whatever, that's your prerogative. Getting on with the show. It's just weird walking into banks. I don't know why. It's just weird to me. Plus, it always reminds me of the old joke, you know, everything's open, the front door, the vault. The only thing they got chained down is the pens. That's an old one, kids. All right. So, how to make that podcast? How do you talk about something? I hear some of these podcasts now, right? And the way I think is like, oh my God, this person would be good if they did this, 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 and this. So, here comes some criticism coming your way to the podcasters today that I've heard lately. And some of you know, if you're listening to this, yes, I'm talking about you and the improvements you have or have not made. I'm not going to call out anybody specific. I'm not a total dick. But I will admit that some of you got better than you used to be. I'm going to give you guys some examples. When I first started out, I sounded like shit. And I'm talking about just the sound. Doesn't mean that I sound better, you know, than I did, which I know I do. But I mean, it doesn't mean that my show is better. But sounding better is 1,000% difference. You can hear the difference of the way I'm talking right now versus if I was just using the Anchor app or some other recording device. When I say, what's up guys, this is the Jimmy James Show. Like, I could put that extra little oomph into it. Sometimes you could hear it when I'm trying. Okay? Example. My start to every show, I think I've almost, yeah, pretty much every start to every show I ever made, you hear me say those couple words. Why do I do this? It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me. I did that one time, one take. It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me. I did that one time. I liked it, and I was like, that was the opening. But that wasn't it. I had to cut it short because I remember it was, it's now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me. Nah, I'm just kidding. This is the Jimmy James Show. Come on in. And then like something like that, and I cut it out. I was like, I want to cut out just kidding part because I wasn't kidding. So come on over. Come on in. It's a quarter to spin, quarter to win. I've done that before. I've been a salesman. I have experience in the talking part. That is an art in itself. Learning how to connect with people is something that two things in life. It's either taught or you just have it or you don't. I don't know how else to explain it. You're born with that gift of gab. And you could be blessed also with the voice. Okay, but you don't need a voice to make a podcast, so don't think that's something. Like, I've already explained this in my show, Podcasting 1 through 4, and especially more professional podcasting was 5 through 7. So, to get on that, what you guys, I hear in some of your podcasting, cars going by, music, I can't understand what you're saying. I want to understand. You know, and you're just sitting there like, hey, fam, and all this, and that's great. I'm not dissing the way you talk. It's just, I can't understand what you're saying. I'll give you an example of a podcast that the first episode was, episode was fine. Couldn't hear them. Second episode, way better. And I'm going to give a shout out. I said I wasn't going to name any podcasts out there, but I was going to give a shout out to Success Stories About What Works. Tanya and Charles, it was hosted by Charles and Tanya Young. I talked to Tanya. We just exchanged some, you know, I guess, hey, this part of your show, and she was telling me about me and how she felt, the conversation was, you know, was directly at her. And that meant a lot to me, you know, that did. And I'm over here thinking, like, I can't take a compliment worth the shit. I've noticed me do this before. Even with Suede B podcasting on this show, he said plenty of times where he's complimented me, and I caught myself listening back, and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even say, like, thanks. You know, it means a lot. So, Suede, if you're listening, thanks. It means a lot. And what I meant to say, sorry to get off topic there, but a success story... I'm sorry, I'll say this one more time. Success stories about what works. Hosted by Charles and Tanya Young. Those guys only made two episodes. The first episode was fine. And then they noticed right away, because I noticed it right away, but they noticed it because she was already posting about it, how much better they sounded because they got themselves mics. And yeah, you know, you gotta... If you want to do this for real and take this far, you're going to have to invest, you know, yourself, and might have to get something to make yourself boost your sound up. Okay? So if you want to publish episodes and just be like, whatever, I said what I wanted to say. Okay, that's great. That's great. I don't think anybody will tell you to do it differently. But if you have some talent, okay, really some talent, don't half-ass it. Put the time in. I know editing's a pain in the ass, and if you guys haven't been down that road yet, it is a pain in the ass. So, getting back, and you know, I always bitch about editing, but I'll get back to that. I want to get on to something else. Here's another thing I notice some of you new podcasters are doing. I don't know your backstory, all right? It might tell you a little bit, you know, in the description, all right? I'm just going to go to another podcast. This one is, this is not a bad example, okay? This is the name of the podcast. How to Start a Podcast, okay? Let's read more. In this series, we explore how to start a podcast. That's it. That is it. Now, I know I see the way I talked and said it there. I made it sound like that's the way. That's all there is. In this series, we explore how to start a podcast. Okay, self-explanatory. The show is self-explanatory. Their first show was May 25th. I don't know if I could see the year. I probably cannot. So I don't know. Let's see if we could see the year. Yes, we can. Okay. All right. How to start a podcast. And then here's the description on their first episode. 14-day free BCast podcast hosting trial. www.bcast.fm. Blog post with the full 6 episodes and examples. And that's pretty much what they did. They went in and they made 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 podcast. The last podcast they made was September 24th. Okay? September 24th of this year. And it just says test. All right. So how to start a podcast? And then the second episode is how to start a podcast on Spotify, on Apple, on YouTube. How to start a podcast and make money. How to start a podcast from home. That's great. I think that's amazing. The guy who's talking about this, how to start a podcast, doesn't really explain much except to a point that what he's talking about. And you might be like, all right, well, that's exactly what I want to hear. But that might not work for you. That might not be what you're trying to do personally. So that's why I always said, don't put on YouTube and start looking up how to start a podcast, how to make it successful and all this. And don't, the one thing I only agreed about YouTube was, and I talked about this, don't share it all over social media. If you want to share it on like a Facebook group, that's fine. With this all being said, I'm getting back around to editing is a key thing, because editing will split your podcast into kind of like different structures into its own structure, and so on and so on. And you could do this for infinity. All right? I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. I just say I can see where the listening market will, I guess, listening market, I guess it's a thing. I don't know. The people out there listening will pick up and actually start listening and paying attention to your podcast. People have very short attention spans. All right. It takes a lot to hold them in. Now, if I was doing a podcast where I want you guys to sit there and really listen, you'll notice that if I showed you my analytics, you'll see where I'm trying to be more serious, where I have a lot more listeners versus way, way low listeners when there's some shows where I'm just goofing around or I'm all over the place. It all depends on how I'm talking. I'm more direct to you, and this is to the podcaster. Okay, the podcastee, the person who's listening, also most likely is a podcaster. And if they're not, that's fine. The point of this is don't let your audience start to drift away. All right? There's not much they can do because their brain is all over the place. So it's not YouTube or video where you're like, I don't know, there's a screen being switched every couple seconds. Your brain's going from one place to another. It's keeping you occupied. How do you keep somebody occupied just talking and they're staring at nothing? It's tough. It's tough to do, especially when there's 1 billion channels out there and there's still nothing on the watch. But still, there's so much competition out there and so many better podcasts than you. You are not the best podcaster in the world. You're far from it. But that does not mean when you're doing podcasts, you act like that. Act like you're the best. You're the best at what you're doing in that X amount of minutes of what you're doing it and how long you're doing it. So put that extra time in. Don't half-ass it. Put that extra editing in. Write topics down. Go back after you did 10 to 20 shows and see where your analytics are growing in one specific spot or area. And then go, let's say you got one show that has 30 listeners and then you have another show that has 15 listeners. Well, why did this show have 15 listeners and this show came out after and this one has 30? It doesn't make any sense to have more or... Oh no, it's probably because the show wasn't as interesting as your ex, whatever show was, your next show was. So what can we do as podcasters to go back and change those shows or better those shows that you didn't get that much of a hit on? Don't forget, you can go back and add on to your show. Explain to them, hey, in the beginning, this is me at this X amount of stage in my podcasting journey. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Or you don't have to apologize. I'm saying, I'm sorry for this. This is how I would do it. I'm sorry that I sound like shit here. I promise you stick with me with this journey and it will get better. We'll go from A to Z. You're going to come with me. You're going to grow with me. You're going to figure out shit with me together. We're going to go fucking crazy sometimes. Let's go crazy. I want to be with you 100% of the way without you going, oh, I can't take this, turning it off. So what can we get into next in podcasting? What's next? We got through 1 through 4, 5 through 7. We're in 8 now. Now what's 9 and 10? Is it marketing? Is it structure? Is it this? We all got into this already. Let's not forget the most important thing, which I hope you didn't forget it. It's attention. That is actually one of my episodes out there. I have attention out there. I don't really think it has much to do with podcasting, even though I probably mention it. But almost 20 minutes of talking, I've been pretty much on the point. I didn't really lose track to what I was talking about this whole time. That's because I am 100% focused. Most people that do podcasting by themselves, it's a horrible show. It's very hard to do. I like doing it by myself. Some people have better analytics, better figures when they do it with a co-host or multiple people. So at the 20-minute mark, we are going to put in the ad. I want to put in my ad right now. Anchor. So here we go. We're going to roll it and then we're going to come right back and we're going to keep talking about attention and keeping that attention and keeping those people in to what you're talking about, pulling them in. You start to get off focus just a little bit, pulling right back in. Wake up. So you're listening to the Jimmy James Show. It is December 20th, 2021. We'll be right back with more after this. Stick right there. Number 9. Hey, what's up? We're right back. Ending and starting with attention. Again, this is for podcasters delight. Alright, so one of the things there, which I did not write down in my notes because I wanted to talk about it, but I'll just mention it now, was the exporting. Now, I'm on Dolby On, okay? It gives a smooth sound so you can hear me clearly. And also, it will be 100 times better, but I wanted to talk about exporting. Now, I suggest if you use Dolby, try to keep it to 10 or 15 minutes. You can do as long as you want. It'll just take longer to export up, you know, to Anchor. Now, for example, I did a 20-minute talk plus talk, and I tried to export looselessly. Looselessly? It's a fucking weird saying. But I did it two times, waited about almost 15 minutes, and they both were errors because it was too long. Now, I've done it before, but if you hit like a certain mark, I would say anything over 15 minutes, I would start to get worried because if you're doing it looselessly where you're getting that better quality, it's just not worth it. So I had to export that with just regular the way it came out. So that was no extra boost on it, which I already have. So getting back onto the show, I wanted to first give another shout out, by the way, to some of these podcasters. Honestly, man, like, this is just lately, it's been a barrage of people. And maybe this has something to do with Anchor and Spotify really boosting up their game and also Facebook and the groups like with Anchor. I believe, and this would be number 9, is podcasting and helping other podcasters out in this podcasting realm. So number 9 would be a little bit of attention, keeping people's attention, and also helping each other out. Okay, if you're already on Anchor, send a message to that person that you favorite. Okay, and just say, hey, you know, if you don't want your message on the show or on somebody else's show, you can ask them politely in the message, hey, I don't want this out. I just wanted to say personally to you, you know, you're doing a great job, X, Y, and Z. And I'm sure 99% of the podcasters out there will not put it out. Okay. For example, if you send me a message, I'm going to go ahead and just shout you out, regardless if you're a podcaster or not. All right. So, example, I had that David Flowers guy. I mean, I gotta catch up with some of his stuff. I actually sent him a message back you heard it on my last episode, you know, the beginning of it, and he was saying thank you for favoring me and showing me love. I was just showing, hey, back at you, bro. Like, this is what it's about. This is what podcasting is about. It's supposed to be about this, but more and more it's growing into this. People are venting in the right way. Even if it's not me up here acting like a complete fucking lunatic and just be like, you know, fucking walking in banks and what, you know, what happens after you die, and we're just, I'm going all fucking nuts, right? Did I take my meds today and I get into this like weird funny zone? I'm really just trying to talk to you guys like, hey, listen, you're not alone in this podcasting realm. You're starting out. It's going to be tough in the beginning. You're not going to, you might doubt yourself. You might, and I'm not saying everybody will, but you might doubt yourself like, oh, was that, oh, I should delete that. I should edit that. And the reason why I'm saying this, because I've ran into my own personal problems with that, and I ran into other people who had these problems. I hear people saying, oh, I'm going to do a podcast. Oh my God, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to name it. Okay, well, do it. Just do it. There's so many podcasters out there that I see that their show is so extraordinary. And then there's some where I'm like, I don't understand how this podcast in particular could have this many listeners and this many followers. It's not something that would be for me, but I'm still going to show them love. I'm still going to follow them. I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to listen to them at least to an extent to see, hey, if it's something interesting. Like I was telling you with the success, success podcast stories about what works. Like, I would never for the life of me think I'd be sitting there listening about chocolate and how this is made and who made it and the co-founders. Like, I could Google it, but it was nice to hear it in a story format. You know, that was totally different. The only thing I wanted to ask that podcast, if, you know, this is nothing bad, is that I would like to hear a little bit more backstory of what made them want to do their show. What's their passion behind this? Now, I could read the description, but I want to hear it as a listener. So I'm telling you this as a podcaster to podcaster. This is what you need to do, because trust me, people are interested in what and who you are and why you're in this. Just like me, when I started, I had no idea what I was doing. Not a clue. I still don't have a clue to that extent, but I mean, I've learned where I'm like, all right, I want to get better professionally. I'll do all my fun stuff and stupid skits and funny shit along the way. And if I feel like joking in that moment, I will. I'm going to be real. Be true to yourself. But for the most part, I always said I wanted to do Mondays. I want to get on a real topic. Wednesdays, I want to get on a like kind of fictional like journey through the rabbit hole. And then Saturdays, I just want to mess around and be mean and goofy. And I don't, you know, get to every day have that legit come out Monday this time, Wednesday this time, Saturday this time. Like when I was doing the Death Theory, like I felt like I, for the life of me, I could not get this episode right. I put the trailer out, then I put the first part of it out, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, like I don't know what I'm trying to say, because I had to go back and listen to it. So this is what I'm talking about. I have personal experience of me going back and be like, I want to redo all that. But then I'm not going to be true to myself, because you're not going to come and you're not going to see my ups and downs and you're not going to grow with me. There's only maybe a handful of shows, which I can't look at the moment, that I have not put out. There is only one show that I had out and I had to take off because I was abiding by somebody's wishes and I took it off. I mean, I went back and listened to it recently, and there's nothing bad into it. And I might release it again, but somebody didn't want specific things said, and I had to go back and edit. And I was like, okay, you know, my bad. I must have misunderstood or misread the situation, but I kept it off. And then there's maybe two or three that I have that I didn't put out yet. I'll give you a title, for example, is a memoir of me. It was like memoir of me, 1982/unknown. And I start talking about the story of me for real, like what happened and from this point to this point to this point. And I did start a little bit on the death theory about that. And that's what was so hard is like, I felt like I was all over the place, and I was really trying to get out why I came to this conclusion of this theory. And it's so hard to talk about why I know so much about this is because I've been studying it since I was a kid, like with astronomy and all this. So that's going to be number 9, is attention and keeping everything, I guess. See, this is where I gotta sometimes sit back and be like, okay, I'm doing this in order. But there's no such thing as a perfect podcast. That's what I'm trying to get at. 8, 9, tension, no such thing as a perfect podcast. You're gonna make mistakes. And just let people grow with you. And if they're true with you and they can hear through the bullshit and they're really listening to you, they'll get it. So don't give up. Stick with it. If you are a show that's more structure-based, like, for example, how to start a podcast, when I was explaining that, I didn't really say what I was trying to say there, right? There just wasn't enough in the description there. You know, it's self-explanatory, but still, you know, there's so many of them. There's so many of them. There's no right way or wrong way to start a podcast. Next, I'm going to be talking about levels and what you should have in your beginning, mid, and end. And I think you should stay true to that coming up next on the Jimmy James Show. Stick right there with the last part of this podcasting, 8 through 10. Skies. The sky is the limit to disguise your own limit. No. The sky is your limit to disguise your... See, this is how hard it is for me to come up with this. The Jimmy James Show, A to Z. Podcasting with me, 101. The Pretend Show. Podcasting 8 through 10, number 10. All right, and we're back. We are going to talk about podcasting levels and also what that can mean for you as a podcaster. No such thing as a perfect podcast. Attention, levels, and money. All right. Never let money get in your head when you're podcasting. I'll talk about that in a second, but first let's do the levels. These are my personal and levels through podcasting. These are mine. You could do yours yourself, but these are mine, and you could set them as goals. I've set mine as goals. Let's get it, and let's hear what my level of podcasting is at the moment. Level 6, which is the lowest, okay? It was going to be 1 through 6, but it's going to be 6 through to 1. So level 6 podcasting is anything from 1 to 20 podcasts. If you have 20 podcasts or under, you're still the beginner podcaster. I'm sorry, but you're still in the beginning stages. Okay, level 5, you are becoming a novice with anything from 20 to 40 podcasts. 20 to 40 podcasts, you are a novice. So anything over 20, you are a novice. Congratulations. Number 4, anything over 40 episodes. So that's 40 to 60 episodes. You're a general podcaster. You're a general, not like in the army, a general podcaster. Like you generally podcast. Okay? This is a goal that you could set. All right. I want you to set your own goal. You can name them what you want, but this is my settings and this is what I am doing. You could do what you like. Number three. Okay. So we got one as a beginner, two as novice. I'm sorry. Six as a beginner, five as novice, four as a general podcaster with 40 to 60 episodes, 60 to 80 episodes. What would be level three, a good level three, after general, like a general podcaster? I'm going to go with master podcaster. No, that sounded like shit, right? Master podcaster. Honestly, number five was advanced. Advanced podcaster. You're advanced. Advanced. Welcome to the advanced levels. Which I am over the advanced levels according to my own goals and my own levels. Level two. Okay. Level two. Anything over 100 podcast, you are now a elite. Elite podcaster at level two. Okay. That is the best. That is one of the best levels you can get. Once you drop the 100 episodes plus, I believe you're an elite podcaster. Now, I may have just hit 100 or over 100, but they're not all full episodes. A lot of them are like bonuses and trailers. So I'm not even at this level yet. I'm still in the advanced stage of podcasting. And level one is going to be the hardest level to hit, which is going to be legend. Legend is anything over 1,000 plus. Now, you could do this on your own thing. You could do this on your own goal achievements. But I believe this is the best strategy for yourself to hit these goals. Now, for me to hit that legend status, it's going to take a while. Some people already knocked that one out of the park. Like I said, I'm still in the advanced 60 to 80 episodes. Even though I might have over 100 things out, I still don't feel like I'm an elite yet. Me personally, I don't have 100 full episodes. So we'll do this one more time. Number six, level six is beginner. 1 to 20 episodes, you're a beginner. Level 5, you're a novice at 20 to 40 episodes. Level 4, you are a general podcaster at 40 to 60 episodes. Number 3, you are an advanced podcaster at 60 to 80 episodes. We're talking about full episodes, bonus do count, as long as they're 30 minutes or plus. That's with everything in here, by the way. Every podcast has to be at least 30 minutes or more to count as a full podcast or bonus podcast. Trailers do not count. Anybody could do 2-minute trailers. I could pump out 1,000 of them in a day. Well, maybe a week. Whatever. All right, so number three is advanced at 60 to 80. I think you hit elite status once you knock out of the park 100 episodes. I was thinking 500 at first, and I was like, that's a lot, you know? But elite, 100 episodes, full episodes, 30 minutes plus, that's a lot. It took me 2 years to get even close to that. So go ahead and give yourself that. And number one, that's, I think, all our goals as podcasters, and I don't think you could go wrong. You're a fucking legend. If you're hitting 1,000 episodes plus, that's 1,000 episodes, 30 minutes plus. You are a fucking legend in my book. And then we're going to get into the money aspect. The last couple minutes of this is, don't let the money get into your head. This is not what you're doing podcasts for. You're not podcasting for money. I see people throwing up their money status all the time. Listen, I've made more money pumping out more material, more content. That's why I say stay consistent. If you're making, what are you happy making through podcasting? If you're making $20 a month, through one ad, Anchor, right? Is that satisfying for you enough? Like, what's going to satisfy your hunger? How many ads do you want? If you're getting 4 to 6 ads in your podcast, I think that's great. That means you got to pump out more material, more stuff. You're going to have to be working more on this. So is it becoming a job, something that's therapeutic, a hobby, or just something you do every once in a while? Really ask yourself that question. Me personally, I like to do 3 episodes a week. If I don't get it done in that day, I'll get it out the next day. If I miss a day and I only get 2 out that week, I might pump out 2 extra the next week. Me personally. I just started using Podcorn to go after ads, but I don't know if I want more than 2 ads at the moment. I got Anchor, which is fine. I think 2 maybe to 4 ads would be enough, or that would be sufficient for me doing 3 podcasts a week. And going to be on more serious topics Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, the goof off day. I don't know. Anyway, I hope this sort of helps you guys out with the whole podcast in 8 through 10. I finally got this done, but in a way, I'll never be done. So when I come up to my 100th full episode, which I got to go back and see what I have, you know, maybe I'll do something special. Maybe I'll have somebody on. That's my next, you know, little tidbit of information in my last 2 minutes I want to talk about is, if you're a solo podcaster, getting people on, it's not that hard. Okay, you could practice on with a family member. You don't have to publish it. Try to stick with a topic, see where it goes, and then you might go like, hey, I'll publish it. You know, whatever your podcast is about, give it a try. There's plenty of places you can go look for podcasting, like become a guest, or you can look for guests. And there's plenty of apps out there and plenty of sites out there that offer that. All you got to do is Google it and you'll find it. Go what works for you. So to finish up, we got the money. Don't let the money get to you. Like I just talked about, you know, unless it's something for something that you're really willing to do as a job, something that you really are going to have to get behind. You know, is it a hobby or vent? Is it, you know, therapeutic? And then we got the levels of podcasting. These are my goofy levels, but you could do your own as a goal. And then you got having a guest or doing it solo, having a co-host. That's totally up to you. Whatever makes you more comfortable, you more happy. And if you're trying to build a podcast, go back and look at your analytics. But hey, you got to start somewhere. So I hope this helps somebody somewhere out there. I'm probably going to have to go back and listen to this myself. I believe 1 through 4 was just me blurting off a lot of shit. 5 through 7 was more professional. And I know I wanted to make 8 through 10 me talking more than just having some advertisement dude, because that's not what it's about. So with that being said, that's it for the Jimmy James Show today, podcasting 8 through 10. I will finish up the death theory. Like I said, I had some trouble with that. So, all right, that's it. Enough left to be said. If I have anything else, I'll throw on. You know, I still have a lot to get into. All right, guys. Well, this is Jimmy James. Let me do that again. This is Jimmy James saying peace the hell out. And like always, take care of yourselves and one another. This is the shit show. After podcasting 8 through 10, we're going to call this, I don't know, we'll figure it out. Just bullshit I added in. I have nothing else to do. This is the only job they give me. Shit.
Don't forget to have some fun while you're podcasting. Or they forgot about me again. Hello? Shit. Well, listen to this and stick right there.
I will tell you a story unknown to human beings on this planet. I will suck your brains out of your head with the shit I will be saying. I am one weird individual, but I will tell you this. I am not alone in this crusade of weirdness. This craziness is in us all. This story begins like any other ordinary story. This man, this deity, god of a podcaster, was named Jim. And then Jimmy James came about one day while he was walking, saying to himself, maybe, just maybe, I can get the word out of my brain. So I decided to maintain course. And then I decided to fuck a horse. All bullshitting aside, I made a podcast that will last forever into the stars. And now you are part of this. Enjoy it.
Hello? Fuck.